Cambridgeshire Young People of the Year Awards take place at Peterborough Cathedral later on this evening, celebrating the incredible lives of some of the county's youngsters. Teenagers such as fundraiser Callum Fairhurst, who continues to raise thousands of pounds for the children's cancer charity Click Sargent in his brother Liam's memory. But also 18-year-old John Morris, who as a toddler was left to look after his five siblings. Well, I spoke to John yesterday at his home in St Ives, where he lives by himself.
I started making my brother's breakfast when I was around 3-4 years old. But things didn't start getting too bad until my sister and my grandma died within 46 days of each other. At which point, my mother, she gave up. My responsibilities just became huge. I was looking after the house, I was trying to feed them. She didn't do anything. She spent most of her time playing on World of Warcraft on the computer. And she just neglected the house and neglected looking after us. And since I was the oldest, I had to step in and do stuff. I didn't naturally, I wasn't asked to. I just did it to try and keep going. At the same time, gave me independence far more than anyone else, which is probably why I didn't go into drugs or violence. But at the same time, it ruined my childhood.
And so then in 2008, social services intervened, split you and your brothers and your sisters up, and in the intervening years, your mum went to prison, you found yourself homeless. It was a very difficult time for you.
Yeah, it certainly took its toll on me. I was moving from place to place without anywhere where I could call home. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I was scared that I was going to fail my GCSEs, because I was sitting there at the same time this was happening. And I was scared that I wasn't going to have a family after a couple of months, that I was going to be living somewhere by myself, getting involved in drugs and alcohol.
What about other family? What about father, which we haven't mentioned yet, or relations?
My father, I'd never known. I've never met him. And I have no idea where he is.
What turned your life around? Because I've seen you mention that if the riots were any closer from London to St Ives, you might have been one of those people. I mean, what stopped you from going down the route that life had almost set up for you?
I think it was a mixture of people being there for me at the right time in the right place. If the family that housed me for a month weren't there, I would have become homeless. If the scouts weren't there from 2007 onwards, I suspect that I wouldn't have had that support, that rock behind me, that would have kept me going throughout my life and given me something to do. Whilst all of this was happening, I was at the same time fundraising to go to Gambia. So I always had something else to escape to keep my life going forward without being dragged down by all the personal problems which have been plaguing me through my entire life.
And what was Gambia like?
One word. Amazing. Gambia changed me. It showed me that if I put my mind to something, no matter how big, that I could do it.
What would it mean to you, John, to win this award?
I didn't enter the award to win the money. I entered it to show that people in my position can come out and be good, if not great, people. But if I win the money, it would help me in my first week and month at university, and it will also help me on my next Gambia expedition.
John, you're a credit to anybody who knows you, to the Scout movement, you know, the people you've helped in Gambia. You're off to university. You've really turned your life around after very, very difficult circumstances. As you look back at your situation, do you blame anybody? Are you angry?
I'm not angry per se, but there are people who made my life worse, which I'm not going to name. Which I had in my childhood, I think, did more good than damage. Whilst it might have ruined the first 16 years of my life, it's given me this momentum to prove that I'm something different. While I'd have loved to have a lovely childhood, I don't see many people in normal situations being able to do as much as I have. They're not expected to. They don't need to prove anything, but I do.
18-year-old John Morris from St Ives, who's up for a Cambridgeshire Young People of the Year Award tonight. Well, let's speak now to Louise Clover, who is the Group Scout Leader for the Fenstanton and Hilton Scout Group, and also, I'm reliably informed, the person to blame for John joining the Scouts in the first place. Very good morning to Louise.
Good morning. Yeah, one thing I'm definitely glad to be blamed for.
Well, how did you recruit him? What happened?
I can't